Welcome, one and all. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Are you looking for a different way to get involved with the show? Does texting on the fly make you nervous? You want to catch all your typos, make sure you get your question or your comment explained just right, and you sure as heck don't want to call in? That's live radio. Well, don't worry. We've got an outlet for you. It's called Ask Maggie. It's a new segment that we're going to do every Friday at 3 p.m. It's going to be a bunch of fun. I've only got 90 seconds to answer the listener's questions. To get your question in the queue for me to talk about, it can be about just about anything. Sports, pop culture, why I love Beyonce so much. Oh, yeah, and politics, that too. Even religion is not off the table. Just email askmaggie@civicmedia.us. askmaggie@civicmedia.us. Our first crack at this brand new segment is going to be coming up this Friday. Mark your calendars, folks. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, that is every Friday at 3 p.m. But back to the business at hand this afternoon. We've been talking about the Wisconsin Supreme Court race heating up to be probably the most expensive state Supreme Court race in the nation's history. The last cycle with Janet Protasiewicz and Dan Kelly, that one topped huge, huge records before, blew them out of the water, the same as expected here. And the controversy is already heating up. There is a rule, no judicial candidate or candidate for justice of a state Supreme Court can say what they're going to rule on a case. The last time around, conservatives claim that then candidate and now Justice Janet Protasiewicz did that when it came to legislative maps. She didn't, and I'll get into a little bit more of that in a few minutes, but she didn't do that. She observed some facts. She didn't provide her legal conclusions about those facts. She just observed the facts. And third and finally, we remember from all of our collective memories of the debacles that all the Trump-appointed judges' confirmation hearings were, especially when it came to Roe v. Wade. Of course I'll follow prior precedent. That's stare decisis. You know, fancy Latin terms. And of course they said, no, I can't tell you how I'm going to rule on a case that's not before me yet. With all of that, we now turn to what Brad Schimmel said first on July 6, 2024, before a Calumet County meet and greet. Now, I know, thank you to Luke for cranking this up. It's a little hard to hear, but don't worry, your friendly lady lawyer, that's me. I will explain what he means when he says these things, and we'll break it down after we take a listen. Here we go. This is Brad Schimmel in Calumet County just this past July.
They're being asked to decide, is there a constitutional right to abortion in our state constitution? And you may think, well, I thought the U.S. Supreme Court resolved this question. Oh, no. They only resolved that question as to the U.S. Constitution. With the Wisconsin Constitution, the last and final decision about what our state constitution says is the Wisconsin Supreme Court. No federal court has jurisdiction to decide what our Constitution says, unless we conflict with the federal one and give fewer rights. That's a different question. But we could expand rights as we wish, and the federal courts have no say over that. So certainly, this court is being asked, of course, then, because they promised they would do this, they promised they would protect reproductive rights, women's health, all the other things they come up with, the euphemisms that they come up with for this, they promised they would do this. Of course, the lawsuit's been filed. They're being asked to find a constitutional right. So they've got several issues in front of them. One is the 1849 ban on abortions, which, by the way, what is flawed about that law? It was passed by both houses of the legislature in the same form and signed by a governor. That's all it takes for a law to be a valid law in Wisconsin.
Let's just answer Brad's question. What's flawed about the law? Well, it was passed by a legislature and signed by a governor. It must be good. Well, then what's the point of courts, Brad? And he should know this, right? What's flawed about that law? Maybe what's flawed about the law is that women didn't have the right to vote. We hadn't yet undone all of Jim Crow. every American wasn't treated equally under the law. Maybe that's what's wrong about it, Brad. But aside from that, it's just a stupid thing to say. Why is it stupid? Because that is the role of courts, to review duly enacted laws for their constitutionality. Really, that's the court's job. So I don't know what the heck he's talking about, but what he's certainly tipping his hat to is that he would find and hold that the 1849 law indeed does ban abortion and that there's no constitutional right to abortion. Now, if you're unconvinced that that statement by Judge Schimmel should be absolutely disqualifying, he got even more clear just a few weeks after that, speaking at yet another meet and greet in Calumet County. Now, we're going to play this at least twice, Luke, because it's a quickie, and I don't want anybody to miss it. So here goes the first time. Let's listen up again. Somebody was recording this in the room, so a little hard to hear. Listen carefully, and we'll play it twice for you. Here's the first time.
There is not a constitutional right to abortion in our state constitution. That will be a sham.
I'm not hearing the clip.
If they find that.
If you are, Luke. Here we go. Let's try again.
There is not a constitutional right to abortion in our state constitution. That will be a sham if they find that.
Are you hearing it, Luke? Because I am not.
Yeah, we got
to
play it out.
Just in case, so I'm just going to read you the text. Luke, let me know if it comes across. The first one I got, no problem. Let's try it one last time. We'll give it a third go here. Let's try again.
There is not a constitutional right to abortion in our state constitution. That will be a sham if they find that.
So I'm hoping all of you out there could hear it, which is great. Let's review what he said. There is not a constitutional right to abortion in our state constitution. That will be a sham if they find that. Well, I don't know how much clearer it could possibly get. I don't need to hear the clip. That's what the guy said. I listened to it before the show. That's what he said. There is no constitutional right to abortion in our state constitution. That will be a sham if they find it. Dear Brad, I hope that the Office of Lawyer Regulation already has a file open. I hope that the Judicial Ethics Review also has a file open, because you just violated the cardinal rule of anyone, anywhere, anytime running for judge or seeking to be appointed to a judgeship. You cannot prejudge cases. We know that he knows that this is not appropriate because he said on the 6th of July in 2024 that this issue will come before the court, and then he said what he will rule. This is per se disqualifying. Doesn't matter how he tries to clear this up. It's interesting. I don't see Robin Voss screaming from the rooftops about this. Weird. You want to get involved in this conversation? 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Jack from Merrimack, you're on the Maggie Dawn Show. What say you, my friend?
Thanks for taking my call. I'm getting a little tired of the Wisconsin Supreme Court being called a court of progressives and progressive majority. What you have is three so-called conservative jurists who have decided to basically not follow the law. They voted to overturn an election in 2021, I think it was. 2020. They voted that gerrymandering, the way it was done, was legal and constitutional, and it clearly was not, and it was shown to be that way. What you have is a group of four people who follow the law, and then you've got another three who apparently aren't interested in doing so. And Susan Crawford being called a progressive, no, she is a jurist who will follow the law. That really bothers me that they were calling us a progressive court, because what we're getting is a court that follows the law. So thank you for taking my comment.
I heard loud and clear, Jack. I, the when the Wisconsin Supreme Court was dominated by conservatives, I read some of the decisions. They didn't even sound like legal reasoning to me. It sounded like a partisan diatribe, which is really unfortunate, as well as being unsound law. Thanks to Sue from Franklin, Andrew from Maine, and others on the text line, let me know that they heard Brad Schimmel's words loud and clear. Fantastic. Doesn't mean if I heard it. I heard it before the show. I just want to make sure every single one of you heard it. We're going to continue to take some calls, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Wanted to address very briefly, Dave from New Berlin asked about the same sort of controversy involving Judge Janet Protasiewicz when she was running. Conservatives claim that she said clearly that she would overturn the legislative maps drawn by the gerrymandered all-to-heck Wisconsin legislature. She didn't. And there's a big difference between Judge Protasiewicz as a candidate observing the mathematical facts of how Wisconsinites, when we look at the voting numbers as a state overall, right, observing the mathematical facts that we are either a 50-50 or a slightly Dem-leading state, and then looking at the legislative results in both the Wisconsin Assembly and Senate being, in some election cycles, nearly a veto-proof supermajority. That is math. Those are literally observable facts. She did not go as far as to say, and therefore, because the math is so skewed, these are unconstitutional maps. She didn't say that. And that's the key. There have been Supreme Court cases, federal Supreme Court cases, that have said, listen, partisan gerrymandering is fine. Now, we do know from those Supreme Court cases that at a certain point, it can become too partisan. The Supreme Court's been noticeably pretty vague about what that is. And as Brad Schimmel himself admitted in the clip from July 6th, the state constitution can confer more protections, more rights than the federal constitution did. So Judge Protasiewicz did not violate this rule, did not by any meaningful interpretation of this rule. She observed facts, but she did not apply the facts to the Wisconsin constitution, and she didn't reach a conclusion like Brad Schimmel did on July 29th, 2024, in saying something either clearly is or is not constitutional. And just in case anybody missed it, let's take a listen one more time to what Brad Schimmel said about the right of women to choose.
There is not a constitutional right to abortion in our state constitution. That will be a sham if they find that.
Yeah, that's what Janet Protasiewicz didn't do. She didn't violate this rule. Let's go to the phones, because I think that distinction you're going to hear, oh, Janet did this. No, she didn't. Mm-mm, not even close. And I'm just going to make this observation. If you've been listening to my show, you know I'm your friendly lady lawyer here on the radio, helping us dissect this stuff every day here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I have seen Brad Schimmel in practice. I have seen Judge Janet Protasiewicz in practice. I have watched them as jurists. I have watched them address groups of lawyers. And I'm just going to say this point blank. Regardless of your partisan lean, Janet Protasiewicz, from a lawyering skill, lawyering analytics perspective, and just who's smarter? Yeah, she's running laps around Brad Schimmel. Let's go back to the phones. Very briefly, we've got about a minute left. Robert, and then we're going to take more calls on the other side. Robert from West Allis, you're up next, sir.
Real quick, I think that Kelly ran against her. If Kelly had won, I think Act 10, the gerrymandering, the abortion issue, they would all probably be quickly grabbed and brought to the court. Is there anything in Wisconsin that would eliminate doing that? Why do we always have to wait in order to for progressives to wield power?
One of the reasons is that the conservatives that dominate the Wisconsin Assembly won't let our voters choose via referendum. They won't put the things that matter most to vote because they know Wisconsinites would vote to enshrine these kinds of rights and protections. We're going to go back to the phones, take more of your texts after this break, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Maggie Dawn. Keep it locked.